Everybody I've talked to is upset about the new increases of USCIS immigration filing fees. But there is a solution. I'll share it in just a minute. I'm Carlos Pitaro with the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for listening. Whenever the government announces that the costs for applications, like visa petitions, permanent residency applications, naturalization, there's a massive outcry. Immigration pundits complain how the dreams of individuals aspiring to become legalized citizens will be destroyed. I understand their concerns. Higher fees will delay the process of winning green card status. But, and this is a big but, the increased fees need not cancel the process altogether. At least for those committed to doing what is necessary to live the life they claim they want. Some naysayers take it a step further. They assert that the increased filing costs, coupled with attorney's fees, puts the dreams of immigrant families on permanent shutdown. However, misunderstanding, if not exaggeration, fuels their allegations. Most immigrant lawyers I know are willing to enter into some type of monthly payment plan with their clients. Not all, but most. Look for one of these lawyers. Even if they cannot reduce their fees without sacrificing the quality of representation, they'll negotiate the terms of payment. Success in all endeavors of life requires sacrifices to be made, often financial sacrifices. Everyone, except for perhaps for the super rich, have to prioritize expenses. Whenever I raise this issue in public, I get a lot of pushback. Here's a few. People earning minimum wage or less can save. You know, Carlos, some people are worse off than you think. Here's another. You're wrong. Savings is not always possible. Or, save money? You're crazy. I have a wife and three children. I do my best to keep a roof over our head with enough food to eat. Believe me, I get it. Putting aside money is hard. For some, saving is, in fact, impossible. But for others, it is only temporarily impossible. And sacrifices have to be made. Putting off the purchase of a new car, or a new household appliance, or a new television screen, or maybe cutting back on eating out. The "I don't make enough money to start saving for my immigration case" mantra is not an absolute truism. The key to saving is to start. That's it. Just start. How much you save is irrelevant. What matters is the mindset that you can save, and then you build a habit to save regularly. And you know what? There'll never be a better time than right now to start saving. Thanks for listening.